Have your Bibles this morning, the book of Romans, chapter number 1. Romans, chapter number 1. Amen. God has blessed us this week, and as we have had the gospel gathering, went from Sunday night through Friday night, and we're thankful that God allowed us to have that time, and we want to preach this morning on just this thought, the gospel. Amen, the gospel. Yeah. Amen. The book of Romans chapter 1 and verse number 16. Paul said, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek." Let's pray. Father, we ask in Jesus' name that you touch us now, that you anoint us and help us, that we could be an able minister of the Word of God. Speak to our hearts. Open up our hearts and our ears that we might hear and receive the Word today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We've been having now for a number of years in what we called, and it's still called, the gospel gathering, amen, to Ponce de Leon gospel gathering. But amen, it's good any time that folks gather up around the gospel, gather up to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, the gospel in the New Testament, it denotes good tidings of the kingdom of God and salvation through Christ Jesus. In Webster's 1828 dictionary, when you look up the word gospel, it tells you the history of the birth, life, actions, death, resurrection, ascension, and doctrines of Jesus Christ. Or a revelation of the grace of God to fallen man through a mediator, including the character, actions, and doctrines of Christ, with a whole scheme of salvation as revealed by Christ and His apostles. Now, the gospel is said to have been preached unto Abraham by the promises. In thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed. Amen. You can look and find that Galatians chapter number 3 and verse 8. But God made a promise to Abraham, and we heard that preached a little bit this week, that God would bless all the nations through Abraham. So in God calling Abraham, God didn't call Abraham to the exclusion of everybody else. God called Abraham to the inclusion of everybody else so that he might be able to bless the nations. We find when we look in the gospel, it's called the gospel of God in Romans chapter number 1. It's called in Romans 1 and 16 here, the gospel of Christ. It's also called in the book of Ephesians in chapter 1 and verse 13. It's called the gospel of salvation. And amen, I'm thankful this morning for the gospel. Thankful for the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ. What do we need in this world? Amen. Folks need to hear the gospel. They need to hear the gospel. Amen. The gospel message, the Word of God. And in the verse here that we read, there's some things that I just want to take and look at this morning for a few minutes. And the first thing is I want us to see about the gospel is its effectiveness. Its effectiveness. Because it tells us here in verse number 16 that for it is the power. It is the power. The power, the gospel. It is the power. And that word power speaks of it as the force, and it specifically speaks of miraculous power, usually by implication of a miracle
itself. And amen. And if you've been saved by the grace of God, amen, we are walking miracles. Amen. That God, in His mercy and His grace, could reach down and He could save us out of a world of sin and deliver us and set our feet on the road the right way, the straight and the narrow, on a way to heaven by the grace of God. And so it is the power. It is the gospel that is the message. A lot of times, and God help us preachers, folks get enamored with the preacher. It's the gospel. It's the message. Amen. It is the message. It's not the messenger. I pray God help us messengers, whoever we be, that we walk where God wants us, and amen, that we can be a blessing. But amen, it's not about me. It's about Him. It's the message and not the messenger. Paul spoke of that when he talked about different ones that some had planted, some had watered, but he said it's God that has given the increase. Amen. And so the message and it's not the messenger. Paul told us, he told Timothy, and therefore he tells us in 2 Timothy 4:2, he said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. You see, the power is in the Word. The living Word of God. Amen. And so Paul told Timothy, preach the Word. That's what we need to hear. That's what mankind needs to hear. We need the Word of God. We don't need, amen, man's opinion. We need what thus saith the Lord. You know, I've told y'all before, and I take it serious. We have be careful when somebody asks us about some advice, especially, boy, when it, you know, some people ask advice about some hard things, some tough things, because if they ask advice and you give it, they might take it. They might take it. But I've never one time given anyone the Word of God and had to worry about what I gave them when they left. The Word of God, it is powerful, and we'll see more of that in a minute. But it also, in this verse, the second thing for us to notice is it says it is the power of God. It's the power of God. It's divinity. This is a divine power. There's a lot of powers in this world. There's a lot of things that are powerful in this world. You know, sometimes when we're there around the house on the farm just doing some things and picking up some stuff, just the other day, amen, Daddy called me and he said, can you come get me and your mama? This Easy Go has quit. Well, amen, you know, they got it's electric and they got electric brakes and all this kind of stuff, and it just died. The batteries wasn't dead. It still had juice, but it wouldn't go. And so I went up there and I took them home and we got the four-wheeler and go back. We're going to pull it home. But you know, they got them electric brakes on there. Well, but they've got a way that you can unlock the brakes and so that it won't, you know, it'll roll and not slide. And all. But guess what? That wouldn't work either. We tried that thing. We wore that thing for an hour. And guess what? He said, I'll be back. He went and got the tractor. And he got the forks and he just put them forks under the middle of that Easy Go and he just picked it right up. And amen, and he drove it to the house. Now then, I say that to say this. I'd have hated to have to carry that thing to the house. Why? Because I didn't have enough strength. I didn't have the power. The tractor, it never mentioned. It never grunted. It didn't act like it bothered it a bit. There's a lot of things that we do around the house sometimes that we'll go get the tractor and we'll talk about, well, how we wrestled over that thing for so long. And then when we got the tractor, the right piece of equipment, it didn't act like it bothered it a bit to carry the load. God help us. That ought to just teach us a few things. There's some things that we might be carrying around that we're unable to carry around, but God is. God's able. Amen. He preached to us that on Monday night. Amen, about some things that God needs, but the power. And while there's a lot of things in this world that has power, that offer power, there's nothing like the power of the God. Because the gospel is the power of God. Paul said to Timothy again in 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. This is the same God who in the beginning stepped out on what? He stepped out on nothing. And he said, let there be light, and amen, there was light. God, the power of God. The centurion said in Matthew chapter number 8, listen to this and let it find a place in our heart. The centurion had a servant who was sick unto death. He needed help. But here's what he told Jesus in Matthew chapter 8 and verse 8. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. This is, the gospel is the power of God. It does things that we don't understand. Those cases, and I've told y'all some, and y'all know some your own self through the years, of men and women that others looked on and said, you know, they're hopeless. They'll never change. But somewhere, somebody, amen, shared with them and gave them the gospel of Jesus Christ. And what nothing else could do, the power of God through the gospel of Jesus Christ saved their soul. Changed them forever. Lord, I know all you've got to do is just speak the word. That's power. Jesus, when he was here, when he was on, if he was on the boat on the sea in the storm, what did he do? All he had to do is just speak one word, and it was calm. The power of God. So we see in the gospel it is the power of God. It's powerful, and it is a divine power. Thirdly, we see the object of it, and it says that is the power of God unto salvation. Unto salvation. It's the power of God unto salvation. Salvation is the object of the gospel. 1 Timothy 1 and 15 says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Amen. Jesus came into the world to do what? To save sinners. Matthew 1 and 21 tells us, and she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 20 and 28 says, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Salvation was the object. Jesus came, and amen, he came to save those that were lost. He came looking for me. He came to save me and you. Amen. And he's still this morning, we're still here. You know what that tells me? He hadn't quit saving. He's still got some even this morning that he's calling unto, that if you'll come unto me, amen, thou shalt be saved. Matter of fact, the word of God cries out to man today, and it asks him, why will you perish? Why will you perish? So the object of the gospel is salvation. The fourth thing here, it says it is the power of God unto salvation to, what's that word? Everyone. It's impartial. There's some places that I couldn't go this morning and get into. Amen. There's some places that you couldn't go and get into because we're not a member. But you know what? I can get into heaven. I can go there, not by my own merit, not because of what I've done, but amen, because, amen, the gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone. It is impartial. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. 2 Peter chapter 3. In verse number 9, in the last part of verse number 9, it tells us, God, he not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. See, God throughout the scriptures has been calling mankind. Even from the very beginning, we see Adam and Eve after the fall. Amen. Once they fail, what's the very next thing that we see happening? But it's God that comes walking in the garden. Calling, Adam! Adam! Amen. What did Adam do? He went and hid. He ran and hid. You know what men are doing today? They're hiding. Amen. They're hiding. They're trying to run and hide. And God's calling out their name. He went, amen, he went looking for Adam, and amen, I believe he's still calling names today. I believe God's still looking and going. He's still calling unto mankind today. Revelation 22:17 says, "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come, and let him that heareth say, Come, and let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." See, it's without partiality. God came to seek and to save that which was lost. Well, amen, who's lost? Well, the Bible tells us that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. It does not matter, amen, about our rank in life, our position. It does not matter about what job that we hold or we do not hold. It don't matter about, amen, where we add on the tax bracket. None of that matters. It says that we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God, and not one of us was able to save ourselves. But God sent His Son. Fifthly, though, there is a condition here that we see. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that what? That believes. Believe. God saves no man apart from faith. We must believe. Without faith, the Bible said, it is impossible to please God. If you read Hebrews chapter number 11, what we refer to as the faith chapter, all of those things and everything that took place in that chapter happened because they believed God. They trusted God. And so everything that was accomplished there could be said to be obtained by faith. Because in the economy of God, amen, might we say that faith is its currency. That God, amen, calls upon mankind, will you believe? Amen. He couldn't do many mighty works there. Why? Because of what? Because of their unbelief. They just didn't believe. One of the preachers one night this week, he made this statement and he asked, when we get to heaven, how many things are we going to look back on and realize that we forfeited simply because we just did not believe? Because we did not believe. Amen. I heard one preacher one time, he said, one of these days God's going to have a man that's going to come through and ain't going to have no better sense but just to trust Him in everything that he does. Trust Him completely and amen, and see how God uses him. God help us. The Bible said that we're to walk by faith and not by sight. To trust God. It's not a blind leap of faith. Amen. It's trusting God. It's what God said. God told Abraham. Abraham just didn't jump up and leave the country from which he was. God called him and told him what he was going to do. Amen. And he listened and he believed God. It's not just a jump out there in the darkness. Amen. It's trusting God. It's what we used to do, and you can do to the little youngins, and some of them, you know, and I've seen them, you set them up there on the truck, set them up there on the side of your truck and back off and say jump, and buddy, you, maybe not all of them, but you better be ready to catch, because you know what, you told them to jump, and they're expecting you to catch them. Amen. Why? Because they believe. They trust. I mean, there's no harm because you said jump that you're going to catch them. The little blind girl that was in the couch and a stranger came in the room, strange to her because she didn't know nobody else was there, picked her up and left the room with her. And her daddy called her before they went out the door and asked the question. Said, honey, said, are you not a little bit afraid because you don't know who's got you? And she said, no, daddy, I'm not afraid because you know who's got me. What brings that? Faith. She couldn't see it, But that means she knew Daddy could. And she knew that if Daddy thought it was all right, that everything was all right because she trusted Him. God said for us that the salvation is the power of God and to salvation to everyone that believes. I pray God help us to believe. To trust Him. The last thing here we see in this verse is He says that it is the power of God and the salvation of everyone to believe, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. There was an order in which this was preached. It was preached to the Jews first and also to the Greek. First in order of time. Not that the gospel was more suited to the Jews than to any other, because, amen, we all needed the gospel. But to them had been committed the oracles of God. The Messiah had come through them, and they had the law, they had the temple and the service of God, and so it came unto them. Acts 13:46 tells us, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye have put it from you and judged yourself unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. What a sad commentary this morning that the gospel gets preached to men, women, boys, and girls, and they reject the gospel. They reject the truth. Listen, if you reject the truth this morning, what else do you have to fall back on? If you will not hear and you will not receive the truth of the Word of God, what are you counting on? What are you relying on? And here Paul stood before them and he said, we came unto you, the very one that should have been ready to hear and receive the Word of God, but you felt yourself unworthy of everlasting life. You rejected the gospel. And so he said, now we've turned unto the Gentiles. Jesus stood over Jerusalem and the Bible said that he wept. He wept over Jerusalem and he said unto them, how many times would I have gathered you? As a hen would just gather her chicks under her wing. How many times would I have gathered you under my wings and ye would not? Ye would not. How many this morning, they just will not. They will not hear. They will not listen to the Word of God. But listen, but the Word of God this morning, whatever mankind does with the Word of God, God help us to continue to live, to preach, to teach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let it be our life, light in our life that others might see, because it's still the power of God. The Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Amen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It is the power of God unto salvation. That Word of God, the gospel, goes forth, and what happens? Well, we can't explain it exactly in terms of, well, just tell you, you know, and just draw you a diagram, but it goes forth and it begins to work. And that individual that God, that maybe folks has been talking with, witnessing to for a long time, and boy, he just seems to be getting worse and worse, but one day something happened. And I know I've told y'all this half a dozen times, but I'm going to tell you again. That little pamphlet that I read, that little book about Greasy, that's what they nicknamed him. He was 8 years old when he ran away. I think he was 8 years old when he ran away from the orphanage, him and his sister. His sister stayed, he left, hooked up with them bunch of bandits, and they practically raised him. He was the only one that could really read. They went out on them looting parties and all that they did, and two travelers that came by when he was about 16 or 18 years old, and they went out in their party and they looted, and they wound up, they killed them. They got the stuff, and they had two books, but one of them was a Bible. They went to destroy it, but they said, no, we'll hang on to it. We can use it to roll cigarettes. use the paper, and they give it to, what they call Greasy. He was the only one in the whole bunch that could do any reading. He could read just enough. He'd learn that a little bit. And they said he'd lay there till nighttime, and he got to reading that Bible. He didn't have nobody preaching to him. He was just reading. What was he reading? He was reading the Word of God. He was reading the living Word of God. He was just reading. And boy, he got troubled. Got where he couldn't sleep. They asked him questions. What's the matter with you? What's wrong? He walked around for days like he was in a daze. No straight answer. And finally one day he told him, he said, I can't participate in this anymore. I can't do this. What in the world? He said, I don't know. He said, but it's got something to do with that book. It's got something to do with them in that book. He said, because when I close my eyes, he said, all I can see is that couple begging for their life. And amen, and how we didn't spare it. And he read in the Word that Jesus Christ came into this world to seek and to save those that was lost. And amen, and God, amen, he went and found him a town and somebody that could give him a little explanation as to what that all meant. And God saved him. What in the world? He just got to reading God's Word. And God convicted him. The gospel. Listen, this world don't need little tidbits of inspirational speeches to try to make them feel good and go on. Amen. They need the gospel of Jesus Christ. We need the whole counsel of God. We need the Word of God. I'm thankful this morning for the gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm thankful that we've been able to have the gospel gathered. I'm thankful that we can still preach and teach the gospel. Paul said about the gospel that it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, as you first and also the Greek. But amen, before he said that, here's what he said about that gospel. He said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul had become, they had cast him off. He said, but everything that he had lost, he said, I counted it but dung that I might win Christ. You stand with us this morning. While we sing, if you have a prayer need this morning, you'd like for us to pray with you about you come.
To be in fire.